Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release
me. Oh, release me.
Good morning and welcome to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We are so grateful that you chose to join in with us today. wherever you are, whether you're sitting in your living room, dining room, kitchen, wherever you are, you may even be on your way here, driving in your car. You can praise the Lord wherever you are, and we welcome you onto our online broadcast service today. We hope right now that if you're watching via Facebook, you would hit the share button and share this with all of your friends via Facebook. Invite somebody to the birthplace of gospel music. We're here to usher in and bring in the Spirit of the Lord, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and let it know that the God is in control. Come on, come on. We want to see your
kingdom. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place hear up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. Yeah. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven rose in name. Sing louder. Let this place hear up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth.
Come on, come on, come on.
Sing louder. Let this place hear up with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth.
The sound
of heaven touching earth.
Hallelujah, all over this place. We are so grateful again that you decided to join in with us. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we welcome you into this place, God. Lord God, we ask that you would have your way in this service, God. Do what you do in this place, God. This is your house, so have your way in this place, God. Move by your Spirit in this place, God. Touch in this place, God. Each and every individual who decided to come out today, God, we ask that you would touch them where they are, God. Give them a fresh anointing. Give them a fresh vigor and a new zeal for your ministry on today. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. While you're already here, our scripture text today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 3 and 4, and it simply reads, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy.
When I was in trouble, just lifting
yeah, yeah.
To my Father's house, to my Father's house. Peace and love is there.
Oh, yeah.
In my Father's house,
where there's joy, joy, joy.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Lifted me.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus lifted me. Singing glory,
hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me. up for the Christian Jubilee.
Yeah.
Sign my name on the wall. I've been changed since the Lord has lifted me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee.
Sign me up, sign me up.
Sign my name on the wall.
Oh.
I've been changed since the Lord has lifted me.
Oh,
I want to be ready when
Jesus
comes.
Let your church say amen.
Amen.
Let your church say amen. Again, welcome, welcome one and all to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Welcome to those of you who have been able to make it out for our first in-person worship since March. Even though we're limited with 50 people, we are grateful for what we do have. And to all of you who are a part and have been a part of our Facebook pew, we welcome you this morning. And as Minister King has said earlier before, please make certain that you share this worship service today with your family members and your friends as we seek to go to God in prayer. For those of you who are watching and those of you who are sitting in front of us, I know it seems like it has been a long time since we've been able to gather together for corporate worship. Things may seem a bit different as you have settled or as you are settling in today, as you have are adhering to some of our guidelines, which are posted throughout the building. We want to just say that we at Ebenezer have done everything that we know to do to make certain that you are safe. And we will ask you to continue to wear your mask throughout the duration of the service. We have hand sanitizers throughout the building that you can use, and we encourage you to utilize those things to keep us safe. It is and has always been our principal task to make certain that we are safe and that we are healthy, particularly for those of you who are gathering here in person today. And for those of you who are listening and watching and who are in the our members, we want to reiterate that please call by Thursday of every week to let us know, to confirm your presence for worship. It is something that we must do in order for us to be accountable to the city and to make certain that all is well and safe. I want to have this moment now to have a time of prayer. I've gotten a long and lengthy list for those persons who are requesting prayer this morning. And the one good thing that we know is that prayer changes things and it changes circumstances. And so we are lifting in prayer today Lindsay Mayfield, who is continually asking for prayer. We're lifting up one of our young people this morning, Jalen, who we are remembering in prayer. We're lifting up in prayer Brother Alvin McFerrin, who is the uncle of one of our partners here at Ebenezer, Jamaica, who comes with her two sons. We're lifting up your uncle today. We're lifting up Rob Martin today, this morning. We're lifting up Linda Gray and Vicky Jameson's mom, who had some health challenges. We're lifting in prayer Charlene Hodges this morning and Bernetta Pearson and David Pearson. We're remembering in prayer Tressie Harris and Bobby Thomas and Laura Conwell, who is requesting prayer right now. Let us look to heaven as we pray unto God. Eternal God, our Father, we are thankful for this day. We are thankful, God, for yet another opportunity to petition you before the throne of grace. God, we know that our list is lengthy and we have many on this list, oh God. But we know, God, that you can see about all of us at the same time. God, some are standing in the need of prayer due to some health challenges. Others are struggling right now emotionally due to this pandemic. God, some people who are not even on this list but who have shared their story, oh God, are beseeching you for a financial breakthrough. Some have lost their businesses. Some have lost jobs, oh God. God, we ask right now that you would have mercy. That you would have mercy in their lives right now. God, we thank you today for those who have made their way to this, the house of prayer, for the first time for in-person worship in a long time. We pray, oh God, that their time that they spend today will nurture their spirit and cause them, oh God, to grow closer to you. God, we're calling out your name right now, God, on behalf of Ebenezer. We're asking, oh God, that you would intercede on our behalf, that we might find favor right now, oh God. We have a great work to do, oh God. And you know what we stand in need of. And so, God, we're going to trust you. We're going to believe in you, that you will guide and that you will direct us, oh God, in that which you would have us to do. Touch the members of our faith community right now, oh God. Those seniors, oh God, that are still not comfortable coming out and have to protect themselves, oh God, touch them right now, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Touch the sick among us everywhere, oh God. God, we ask that as we continue to move through this process, that you will continue, oh God, to guide and direct us in every step along the way. God, help us, oh God, to be faithful stewards of that which you have given to us. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, God, have your way in this service. Have your way in this service, in this room, and on the air. God, have your way. God, we ask that you would break yokes this morning, oh God, that you would inspire people right now, oh God, that you will lift our spirits together, oh God. We are trusting and believing that you will have your way. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to call on your name. Thank you, oh God, because there are witnesses in the room, oh God, that you are still a God that makes ways out of no way, that you open doors that have been closed, that closed doors that have been opened, God. You are still able in this place. Still able in this place. God, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, yeah, bless me. Oh, direct me, God. Yeah. direct me, lead me.
Somehow I made it.
Through it all, God
God's brought me through. Somehow
I made it.
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow I made it.
Through it all, God brought me through.
Somehow, some way, God is still keeping you. We stopped asking questions a long time ago. We just know somehow, some way, God is still doing what he does. I don't know about you, but somebody somewhere should have just threw their hand up and said, I don't care how he do it. It's just somehow, some way, he keeps on keeping on. He keeps on making a way out of no way. He just keeps showing up. Even when I don't feel like it, he just shows up and does what he does. Every time I turn around, I'm not preaching today, but LTD said it like this a long time ago. Every time I turn around, I'm back in love again. I said that about God. Every time I turn around, I'm back in love again, because he keeps on doing what he does over and over and over and over again. Ah, my. This is the time of the service where we would ask you to do your part. Maybe you can't carry a tune. Maybe you can't pray in public, but you can give. This is our mission. This is your mission. This is part of your Christian duty to give. Somebody somewhere should have clapped. I heard one. Thank you, Chairman of the Trustee Board. I understand. But somebody somewhere should have been clapping all over. Maybe you was clapping in your house. That's what I didn't hear, but that's all right. This is your opportunity to give. Wherever you are, you can give several ways. You can give via the EbenezerBronzeville.org. On your screen right now, it should tell you EbenezerBronzeville.org. You can give right there. Just click the donate button. You can also mail your payment into 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. You can do that as well. And if that's not fit your cup of tea, you can also text to give. Again, the information is right there for you. And for those of you who are still old school and you don't mind just dropping your payment off in the mail, guess what? We got two sets of mailboxes, one on the 45th Street side and one on the Vincennes side. We can take an envelope wherever you decide to drop it. Amen. So look, we're going to give you a chance to get your best gift in your hand. Those of you who are in the audience already, we're going to give you a chance to get your best gift in your hand. Those of you giving electronically, you already know how to do it. Bless the Lord. Amen. And those of you that are in service who have actual physical payments you want to give, you can drop them in the box on your way out. Amen.
our hearts cry, be magnified in this your holy temple, in this your holy place, and we will rise to Zion's heights to praise and glorify, unified, and oh, how we love you, oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we worship you, oh Lord. Oh, how we love you, yes. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we worship you, oh Lord. In our hearts, our hearts cry, be magnified in this your holy temple, in this your holy place, and we will rise to Zion's heights to praise and glory. Unified, oh, how we love you. Yes, we do. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we worship you. Oh, Lord. Oh, how we love you. Yeah.
Worship you, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord, we are mindful that you are worthy.
Thank you, God.
Of the praise. Thank you, God, for your spirit this day. Thank you, God, for your presence. Now, God, we ask that you would be in my lips, on my mind, as we seek to lift this word today. Not for fame, fortune, or accolades, but at the end, someone might ask, what must I do to be saved? Thank you, God, for this time that we are spending together. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. I want to read into your hearing once more and again, 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned in unto fables. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. I want to speak from the subject fables and fairy tales. Fables and fairy tales. I don't know about you, but when I was a child, we loved to hear a good fairy tale. When we were young, we were wowed by the story of Little Red Riding Hood, Hansel and Gretel, and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, that was my generation. This present generation, however, was wowed by Harry Potter. The Harry Potter series flew off the shelves in the bookstores, and there were more adult Harry Potter fans than we care to admit. Why? Because fables and fairy tales gives us an escape from the stresses of our daily lives. They carry us away to far, far away places of fantasy and whimsy, and paint for us illusions of another world, a world where if it's pleasant, we will want to stay. And if it's frightening, we only need to remind ourselves that it's not real. In any case, it's an exodus to a land beyond our real life turmoil, our own situational chaos. When life's challenges catch us unaware, in our anxiety, we long for good news. We long for positive expressions, but we shouldn't be so thirsty, as the young people would call it, or desperate for good news that we become vulnerable to those who would prey on us and feed us the fables and the fairy tales we want to hear. What do you mean, preacher? Well, current events are our best examples today. Look on any news website or news program, everyone, and rightfully so, is stressed about COVID-19. Our fear of going bankrupt because we have lost our jobs or our businesses has been shuttered is only surpassed by our fear of dying. We all need some good news. We want so desperately a good report, and it's clear that some distressed people have become vulnerable. They have become gullible enough to believe anything that they hear. Let me just share some of the fables and the fairy tales of 2020. Some of the fairy tales that many a man and woman have swallowed, as the fishermen among us would say, hook, line, and sinker. You know, fairy tales like the virus will be gone in just a few days.
and hydrochloroquine is the remedy or the cure, or the fairy tale that absentee voting is different from mail-in voting, or windmills cause cancer, or the fairy tale that millions of people vote illegally, or the fairy tale or the fable that we need AK-47s and AR-15s for protection, or the fairy tale that Obama isn't a U.S. citizen, or this one, the 5G network is spreading the coronavirus. I could keep going on, but I will spare you the absurdity. Why do people believe such fables? Why do people believe such foolishness? It is because when they hear it, it somehow fits the narrative of their need. They are searching for answers, any answer that will make them feel better about themselves and the world around them. The Apostle Paul warns Timothy of this trend. He tells Timothy that the time is coming when people won't listen to sound teaching. Instead, they will search out teachers who will tell them what their itching ears want to hear. And you know, I feel for Timothy this morning. Poor Timothy was dealing with people countering his teaching with myths about Greek and Roman gods and goddesses. They were even exaggerated stories about the Jewish scriptures being taught as truth. There were man-made rules about circumcision and dietary habits that were concocted by the Pharisees. So how does today's Christian tell a fact from a fairy tale? Is there a truth test we can apply that will keep us from becoming gullible and desperate and reckless about what we believe? Here's a three-step formula to help us navigate through all the fables and fairy tales to arrive at the truth. First, truth lines up with the Word of God. Timothy was a very young preacher of the church of Ephesus. He was most likely, scholars have estimated, somewhere around 17 or 18 years old. The job of being a pastor is hard enough as a seasoned adult. Imagine the challenges that he faced as a teenager trying to keep new Christians on the right path. I just believe there must have been members of his congregation who felt they knew more than this young preacher, because after all, they taught him in Vacation Bible School. They saw him sing in the choir. They thought they were older and that they knew more. And these people would have a difficult time listening to him. He would have to face more than his share of challenges to his teaching. Paul reminds Timothy, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know, we often skip over that part. You know, the reproof part, the correction part, the instruction part. He was telling Timothy, in other words, and in essence, to stick to the word. Timothy had a good, sound foundation, spiritual foundation. He was raised by a Jewish Christian mother and grandmother and a Gentile Christian father who filled his mind and his heart with scripture about salvation through Jesus Christ. Paul tells Timothy to continue in the things you have learned, knowing who you learned them from. He tells Timothy to hang on in there to what he knows to be truth. And don't get sucked in by fables and fairy tales. If you want to be a strong, dependable Christian who lives a godly life, you've got to be able to weigh what you hear from man against what you know from God. You've got to study God's word, if you want to know the truth. Paul tells Timothy to stand his ground, to rightly divide the word of truth, and don't veer to the left or to the right, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, we live in a world filled with high anxiety messages that can provoke fear and discouragement. Whether you're standing at the checkout counter or checking social media, you're bombarded by a near endless streams of distractions and subtle temptations that seem to be woven into the fabric of everyday life. Yet God's word is clear. God's word does not leave us in limbo. We too are thoroughly furnished with all the knowledge we need to make sound decisions for our lives. Jesus said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you may be asking this morning, free from what? Free from the fear of taking the wrong path. Free from listening to fables and fairy tales that you hear that enter into your space. Then God's truth is confirmed by the Spirit within you. You see, beloved, there is such a thing as Christian common sense. It's called the Holy Spirit. When Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he wanted them to understand that this spirit we have within us is not the spirit of the word, but the spirit which is of God. And it is given to us by God so that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God would not leave us to interpret his word on our own using human wisdom. Instead, he has infused us with his spirit. Natural or unsaved men and women cannot understand the wisdom of God, and so they reject it. But those of us who are filled with God's spirit are able to understand and therefore believe. You see, here's how you know the Spirit is speaking to you. God is our protector, and he will never tell us to do something or believe something that will harm us. You see, there are lots of spirits out there in the world, but you can trust the one inside you. Thus, 1 John 4:2 says, we should try the spirits. Those phony ones that come at us with all kinds of nonsense, try them. Go ahead and test them against God's spirit, the Holy Spirit. God will surely let you know through his spirit what you are to believe. Thirdly, the truth you believe will come to pass. That's the ultimate proof of whether something is fact or fiction, whether it's fairy tales or fables. Most Christians knew that this virus wasn't going to poof, just go away. We knew that 15 cases was going to turn into 500 and then 5,000 and now over 200,000. We knew it because God spoke to our spirit. So we closed our churches to in-person worship and looked for other ways to worship together. And when the president of these United States told us to open our doors for Easter, we didn't, because God was telling us something altogether different. And sure enough, the virus went viral. God's truth will always come to pass. I said God's truth will always come to pass. God told Noah to build an ark because it was going to rain, and sure enough, it came to pass. God told Joseph in a dream that he would rule over his brothers, and it came to pass. God told Abraham he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, and it came to pass. God told Moses he would lead him to the promised land, and it came to pass. God told Joshua the walls of Jericho would fall, and it came to pass. And God told a virgin named Mary she would conceive a child by the Holy Ghost, and it came to pass. And God told those of us who were listening that this virus was nothing to play with, and it came to pass. God's truth will always come to pass. You know, there are more than 2,500 prophecies in the Bible, and more than 2,000 have already come to pass. The rest are in the making. And I pray none of us will live long enough to see all of them come to pass, because it won't be a pretty thing. Those who think they are just fables and fairy tales will find out just how wrong they have been. We who belong to Christ see the world differently. Those who follow after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You see, when you view the world through spiritual eyes, God keeps you on the right track. Is there a witness in the room? Christ has set us free from the ways of the world. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You see, fables and fairy tales are for the foolish. Fairies and fairy tales are for those who are foolish and ignorant. The truth lines up with the word of Almighty God. The truth is confirmed by His Spirit within you, and the truth will come to pass. You see, Ebenezer, and to our Facebook pew, we are free from the foolishness of fables and fairy tales. We are free from the curse and the calamity and the condemnation of this world. We are free from the doubt. We are free from the destruction. We are free from the disappointment of this world. We are free, I tell you, from the perplexities and problems and persecutions of the world. We are free from agonies and affliction, battles and burdens, conflicts and chaos, criticism and ridicule. We are free from the ignorance and the confusion. For I have discovered, and that is, we know the truth, and the truth has made us free. Ours is an anxious generation, and to be sure, we live in an uncertain world. But I need to tell you, a world where tragedies can befall the most righteous and the most innocent among us. Yet even on those most difficult days, when our anxieties threaten to overwhelm us, we can be assured that God stands ready to protect us, and that God can sustain us. And you know, that is not a fable, nor is it a fairy tale, but it is a testimony. It is a testimony that God is still yet able. The old folks used to put it this way: I trust in God wherever I may be, upon the land or on the rolling sea, for come what may, from day to day, my heavenly Father watches. He watches over me. I trust in God because I discovered, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. For my heavenly Father watches over me. That ain't no fable. That's a testimony that God is able even now. The word of God for the people of God And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. We're going to open the doors of the church. We're going to open the doors of the church. Perhaps there's someone who is watching us, or maybe even present with us right now, that wants to give their life over to the Lord. If you're watching electronically on your computers, your smart devices, we invite you to just send us your name, and we will follow up with you. Our deacons, church clerk will follow up with you to talk with you further about the commitment you are making. Opening the doors of the church is merely an expression of your willingness to be a part of the family of God, and that Ebenezer is the place where you would like to work out your soul salvation. And it doesn't matter if you are not a local resident of our area. Wherever you are, we can extend this invitation with you, and you can partner with us here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Won't you come? Won't you respond? Won't you be moved by the Spirit? You only have right now, because tomorrow is not promised. Is there one? As our choir sings, we're opening the doors of the church.
Jesus, I worship and adore you.
Is there
just
one?
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in this place.
I worship and adore you.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything.
Yes, 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 yes. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we thank the music ministry and to all of those who have worked to bring this day to fruition. We thank you for the Return to In-Person Worship Committee that have been laboring and working to make preparations that this experience might be safe. We're going to continue operating in this way. And again, to those of you of our faith community that are watching or listening, if it is your desire to join us for in-person worship, please be mindful that we are only able to have 50 persons in worship per the City of Chicago mandate. So we're asking that you would call the church by Thursday of every week to confirm your presence in worship the following Sunday. We have to do it this way for the foreseeable future because we have to be safe and we have to operate with wisdom.
I know that those of you who are in this room are like me, that would love to hug and embrace, but we can't do that just yet. So if you just have to touch somebody, just fist bump them on the way out, that will be your connection. That will be your virtual hug for the day. We're going to get through this together as a faith community, and we're going to be stronger for it. Again, to those who are here today, thank you for following the protocol and the procedures that we have set. And we will continue to go forward in the days and weeks ahead. Also want to remind you of Bible study, Zoom Bible study on Wednesday evening. I will be making another calling post announcement with the log on information. If you do not have a computer or are not familiar with Zoom, there's also a way that you can listen over your phone, and we will put that out as well. Ebenezer, please know that there's more information that is coming. There's a special appeal that we're going to be making very, very soon as we seek to ramp up some things that we need to do as it relates to our facility. Winter is coming, and we have to be prepared for that time of the year. Again, thank you. We pray that God continues to bless you, that he will bless Ebenezer, that he will bless your families, your friends, your extended family. Please, please, please be mindful. Also, as you're exiting the rear, the ushers will be standing by ready to receive your gifts. Oh, I've been corrected. These exits, I'm sorry. They'll be ready to receive you, your gifts there. Let us stand for our benediction. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him they present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy. To the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is our prayer. Amen. Go in peace.